If any, then, I believe that's our ring.
I don't, as long I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Love and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, although Abner is over the measles, back in Pine Ridge, his lot is still an unhappy one. His wife, Elizabeth, blames him for spoiling their trip to Texas, and as a result has locked him out of the house. As we look in on the little community today, we find homeless Abner in the Jotham Down store. Grandpappy Spears is busy reading the newspaper. Listen.
Jimmy Abner, listen to this. Grandpappy, don't read me no more of that newspaper. So, because I've got all this trouble in the home, I've got to have time to concentrate on it. I don't want your yapping over there.
Yeah, but this is something that might help you get things fetched up to us, you and Elizabeth.
Well, I wish something could do that. I slept over to Lom's house on that folding cot of his last night. That thing kept folding up all night long.
Didn't sleep at all,
either. Oh, I couldn't do it. I was on the floor 3/4 of the time.
Well,
you ought to have saw the breakfast he fixed for us this morning. He must have boiled that coffee for 2 hours. That stuff would float a horseshoe.
Well, this might help you, Abner. Advice to the lovelorn.
Huh?
By Miss Lovelace.
Lovelace?
Yeah, there's a column here where folks write in about their problems, and she gives them advice on what to do.
Well, I know, because maybe she can give me some advice, Grandpa.
Well, that's what I said.
Yeah, I can get in touch with her.
Well, you have to write her a letter. Tells her address right here. Better do it right now, too.
Well, you think I ought to be writing to some woman I don't even know? I'm having enough trouble with Elizabeth as it is. She ever found this
out? Well, this is different, Abner. You're just getting advice. Everybody does it. Here, I got a pencil right here. Take that. Now, you get some paper and set something down here.
Well, all right, I'm willing to try anything.
I don't know how much she knows. She more likely had trouble all of her life keeping a man, but she's giving advice anyway.
Yeah, well, anything will help me. I can't go on living this way, Grandpa. Fact is, I won't even go on living if I have to keep on Mom's cooking. I'll tell you that right.
Oh, what a beauty day. What a beauty day.
Oh, howdy, Cedric. I never seen you coming in there.
Well, I'm sort of in a hurry, Mr. Abner. I got to write a thing for English class and get right back to school.
Well?
And you got to help me, Mr. Abner.
Yeah, well, I can't do it right now, Cedric. I got some writing of my own I got to do here.
Well, howdy, Mr. Grandpa.
Yeah, hello there, Cedric.
Well, I have to read this in front of their class today, so it's got to be a good one.
Yeah, well, I'm sorrowful, Cedric, but I just ain't got time to help you right now. I says I believe it'd be better for you to do your own work anyway, Cedric.
Why, of course it would, Cedric. You ain't never going to get to learn nothing if somebody else does your work for you.
Yeah, now you just sit right down over there, Cedric, and concentrate. I bound you can write just as good a thing as any scholar in your class can.
Well, I'll try. I'm supposed to read this in front of the class, though, and I sort of wanted it to be a good one.
Yeah,
well, I said that, didn't I?
Yeah, well, if you want to know how to spell some words or something like that, well, me and Grandpa will help you here.
All right, yes, ma'am.
Just concentrate good and hard now. Try not to bother us, Mom, Cedric.
No, ma'am, I'll try not.
Yeah, let's see now. Grandpa got this paper here. And I reckon what I ought to put down first.
Well, I just put down, Dear Miss Lovelace. Started out that way.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Dear Miss Lovelace.
Be something different.
What'd you say, Mr. Abner?
Nothing, Cedric. I just said, Dear Miss Lovelace.
Is this a business letter?
Yeah, it's a business letter. Don't bother us no more, Cedric.
No more, huh? Going to be too busy writing here.
Two of them periods behind that, they generally do. One above the other, I don't know why, but they do. Yeah, see now, what ought I put down next, Grandpa?
Yeah, let's see now. I better study a minute on that.
Yeah, I can be putting down, how are you? I am fine. I know that goes.
But you don't want to put that down, do you?
Well, I've got to be polite. Besides, she might not know it's a letter if I don't start it out that way, Grandpa.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Oh, yeah, got
go ahead and put that down. I take my pen in hand to drop you a few lines to let you know how I'm getting along.
Oh, I forgot about that. Sure, that goes in naturally. Forgot how to write a letter, Martin.
Wait a minute, what else are you putting down there?
Huh? Oh, just the weather's fine. How's the weather there?
Well, I wouldn't waste too much space with prittle-prattle like that, Abner. You better get right in there and tell her your troubles.
Well, I want to be friendly about this, Grandpap. Ain't no use to write a letter if you don't put all that junk in. You could just send a telegram if you just want to put the facts down.
Yeah, but if you keep on saying everything's fine, why, she won't actually believe you got a problem. I don't think you're in trouble. I'll make it sound like you're suffering something wonderful.
Yeah, I never thought about that. I'll put that down, too. I am suffering something wonderful.
Yeah, something that's more like... That sounds more like the rest of them here in this column.
Say, maybe we... ...letters on how to write this, and how do they stand that?
Hey, Mr. Abner, how do you spell V?
Why? V what, Cedric?
Oh, just plain V, T-H-E-V.
Well, that's easy. T-H-E. You ought to know that, Cedric.
Oh, there ain't no you in it, then, huh?
Of course not.
Well, I didn't think there was.
Or at least, wait, I don't think. Is it, Grandpap?
No, of course it ain't. Don't bother Abner no more, Cedric.
No more, I ain't.
Well, tell me how some of them other letters start out there, Grandpap. Get some of these.
Let me look at them here.
How do you spell A, Mr. Abner?
Cedric, don't bother me over here. I don't know how to spell all them words. Figure out something for you. A, just A. Put an A down. That's all you have to do, just like a little Harry there, and only put a mark across the middle of it. That's an A.
Hey, here's one says, starts out, I am a young girl just out of my teens, and I
just
wish...
Just out of where?
Teens.
Well, that wouldn't sound right for me to put that down. Now, I'm a young girl just out of teens. I'd get Miss Lovelace all mixed up.
Yeah, maybe so. Well, here's another. Dear Miss Lovelace... I am the mother of six children, and my husband went away 6 months ago.
Now, wait just a minute. Stop right there. I ain't the mama of no six young'uns, Grandpap. I don't believe this idea of yours is going to work at all the way we're starting out here.
Well, you don't have to be a mama to write in.
Well, I better not.
Yeah,
I
think we better just forget these other letters and write one of your own.
Yeah, I believe that's a better idea. Yeah, see where to leave off.
Here's one woman wants to know what she must do when her husband starts beating her.
Wish I knowed what I put there last. I can't read my own scribbling. Oh, I am suffering something wonderful. Couldn't make it out for a minute there. Yeah.
Yeah, now, just go ahead and tell her what's happened between you and Elizabeth.
Yeah, I see.
Bear your very soul to her.
I'll say, me and my woman Elizabeth has trouble in the home.
That's good. Yeah. Now, keep going. You're on the right track now.
Trouble in the home. O-M. In fact, she has told me out of shame.
That's right. Now you're talking. All right.
And then I can say she claimed I got the measles on a purpose and ruined her trip to Texas to see Aunt Agatha, which she hasn't for 23 years. How's that?
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, put that down.
You set that right down.
23
How'd you say to spell B again, Mr. Abner? That word seems to keep coming up all the time.
Cedric, can't you see it? Abner's busy writing there.
Well, I'm busy writing, too. That's... Well, I gotta know how to spell V.
Toby, that's a hard pun.
Spell it like you done before.
Can't get it wet to suit me at all.
Have you got all that wrote down yet, Abner?
Just about. I reckon what I ought to say next, Grandpap.
Well, put down the problem now.
A problem?
The problem.
What 2 times 2 is?
No. Ask her how to get back home again.
Well, I know how to get there. Getting inside and staying's what's worrying me, Grandpap.
Yeah, put that down then.
Let's see. Please give me a good suggest how I can get Elizabeth to take me back again.
Yeah, I see. That's fine. Now sign it. I see a lot of these others here put down the word anxious. I know anxious.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll sign this in that way. Anxious Abner Peabody. Peabody. Now, that's dead. I hope she gives me some good advice.
Well, better be getting back to school, I reckon.
Have you got that thing all wrote there, Cedric?
Yes, Mom.
Well, see, I told you you could do it.
Yes, Mom. Well, much obliged.
It's all right, Cedric. Never helped you hardly at all anyway.
So long.
Yes, so long.
Hey, I'm just thinking, Abner, you don't want everybody in town to know about this trouble twixt you and Elizabeth, do you?
Well, Lord me, no, that's the one thing I want to keep quiet, Grandpap. Don't you tell us.
Well, then you better put a P.S. on that letter and tell Miss Lovelace not to print your letter in the newspaper.
Not to print?
No, just tell her to send you a confidential answer.
My doggy, I'm glad you thought of that, Grandpap. My letter'd got in the newspaper while everybody in town would have read it. You sure saved my life this time.
Yeah.
Put that in there.
Elizabeth saw it. She'd be madder than a wet setting hen.
Oh,
I know
her. Yes. How do you spell confidential?
Yeah, let's see now. K-O-N. Wait a minute, there comes Lum. Ask him how to spell it. That's one word I'm a little rusty on.
Yeah, I'm rusty on that too, I believe. Confidential. Say, Lum, how do you spell confidential?
Confidential?
Yeah.
Why, it's, C-O-N-F-A-C. Oh, that reminds me. Next time you help Cedric with his lessons, try to do it right.
Well, all I done was just help him spell the word B.
Well, he told me he was supposed to write a business letter, and you helped him do the whole thing.
He said that?
Yeah. That's no way to start out a business letter. Dear Miss Lovelace, how are you? I am fine.
Dear Miss Lovelace, oh, my goodness, Lark. Grandpap, he must have sat there and copied my letter word for word.
Yeah, and he's going to read it in front of the class, too.
Oh, my goodness, I'm ruined. That's all there to it. I am ruined.